So finally, Glooskap was alone by the fire one day, and he had just finished putting another piece of wood to the fire. And as he was sitting there, a woman came and sat beside him, and she put her arm around him and said, "Are you cold, my son?" And he looked at her and said, "Who are you? Where did you come from?" She said, "I am your mother. I am Niganaganim Bozis. Early this morning I was a leaf on a tree that fell to the ground, and dew formed over this leaf. And with the help of the giver of life, Grandfather Sun and Mother Earth gave me the body of a young woman." She said, "I bring strength for my children. I bring the colors of the world, the blue of the sky, the yellow of the sun, the green of the grass, the trees and the leaves, and the red of the earth, the black of the night and the white of the snow. And I bring understanding and love so that my children will learn to take care of each other, to rely on and love one another." And so this is how Glooskap's mother came into the world. And so Glooskap was happy that she came to teach him how to love and understand and share with others, about how we all rely on one another for survival. In appreciation of his mother, Glooskap called upon his nephew to go and gather the food that came from the plants, the roots, the berries, the nuts, the fruits, and so on. So the food was brought together, and Grandmother prepared a feast to celebrate the coming of Glooskap's mother into the world, her creation. And so they all assembled and shared. And Glooskap's grandmother, Nogomi, was doing all the teaching that needed to be done. And the nephew was watching everything and helping everyone. And Glooskap was there to show leadership, respecting the teachings of the elders, and respecting the young people for their vision and their strength, and the gifts they bring from the spirits of our ancestors, and respecting his mother's teachings to love and care for others and rely on one another. And so in this way, they lived a very good life.